BFBS.
Your stories. Bielefeld.
Soldiers from 7 Regiment RLC face two very different roles while on Operation Tosca, the UN's peacekeeping mission in Cyprus. The regiment's just returned from a 6-month deployment where they patrol Sector 2 of the buffer zone and also form part of the Mobile Force Reserve. Major Steve Day was OC of the unit's ops squadron.
The operation squadron were patrolling the buffer zone, which most people call the Green Line, 24/7. So my squadron was broken down into three separate troops that patrolled the three separate areas of the buffer zone.
And how was it?
It was busy. I think the youngsters, certainly the young privates, learnt a lot from it. They weren't being shot at for a start off, which was good, but their negotiation skills have come on immensely, and I think a lot of them have grown up over the time.
He says one of the highlights for the troops was dealing with a number of dignitaries visiting the area.
Part of the buffer zone, one of the areas that we look after is called Centre Troop, which is the main visit area. It's the closest proximity. It's the Nicosia piece. And we had a number of visits from very, very senior people, from brigadiers up to the Chancellor of Germany came on visits. So there was a lot of VIP stuff to do, and the boys and girls did really well.
Major Mel Bowler was OC Mobile Force Reserve, the Force Commander's reserve unit, which could be called upon in the event of an emergency. She says the reserve was made up of troops from many UN countries.
Well, in the headquarters, we were based in the headquarters of the UNPA protected area, at the headquarters of UNFOSIP, i.e. away from the rest of the regiment. And then in the headquarters, there are officers, policemen and soldiers from all over the world, member nations of the United Nations. So as well as an officer working with them, within the company itself, my troops were 50% made up of multinational troops, and they came from Argentina, Hungary and Slovakia. So it was extremely interesting.
And working with foreign armies was one of the highlights, especially for the younger soldiers.
They found it incredibly fulfilling, challenging as well, because of course there's a language barrier there, although we did learn a little bit of Spanish before we left. And that did come in handy to break the ice, but also to come across right from the beginning as very, very friendly and working together as a team. But I think they found it extremely interesting, and I believe that they learnt an awful lot about working together as a team when it's actually quite difficult. You don't all speak the same language, and they got a huge amount out of it.
Join me tomorrow to find out what the soldiers got up to away from patrols. Jill Jenkins for BFBS in Germany.
Your stories.
BFBS.